Are you swamped with dozens of email messages a day? Does it make going out of town, on business or pleasure, a daunting task? Well, an increasing number of hotels are equipping their rooms with high-speed internet hookups. But as the Savvy Traveler's Tanya Ott tells us, the taste for high-tech doesn't just stop there.
Today's travelers are a demanding lot. We want all the conveniences of home and more when on the road, and hotels are racing to keep up with us. Hospitality industry experts say in the next 10 years, in-room computers will be as common as television sets, and windows will be replaced by virtual screens capable of depicting any number of landscapes. Stuck in downtown Miami but longing for the Denver Mountains? Dial up snow-capped peaks on your virtual window. These gizmos are still being tested, but just what's already out there on the market? To answer that, we called up the luxury Portofino Bay Hotel at Orlando's Universal Studios Escape and arranged a visit. At the Portofino, troops of front door employees are armed with small gray handheld devices that look a little like those trackers used by UPS. They can handle almost every duty of the typical registration desk right there at the curb or car side. Inside, PR man Rick Gregory explains how they've souped up those little plastic card keys we're all used to by now. You can charge your meals, trinkets from the gift shop. Parents can even set up a separate room key account for the kids.
They can give them a preloaded separate key that you can say, okay, we're going to give you $20 to spend for the day. That way they don't take your card and run you a big debt.
So you're a really generous guy then. $20, that'll cover their bottled water for the day, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Head upstairs to your room and there's a bit of technology that you won't see or hear, but you're sure to appreciate.
You're laying in bed, it's 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning. You didn't hang the tag that says do not disturb, and all of a sudden you get knock, 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 knock on the door, and it's the housekeeping. So you got to get up, throw your robe on, say, I'll be in the room for a little while longer, you know, I'm going back to bed. Well, that won't happen here because we have smart room technology that the housekeeper will know if you're in your room from outside. They can point to this little device at the room and they can tell if you're in there. It's a motion detector.
The housekeeping staff says you'd have to be comatose for the motion detector not to register. Now, maybe you're not the type to sleep in late. The early bird gets the worm and all that. Well, you can get a head start on the day by reading your newspaper and watching CNN poolside in your own private cabana.
You get a color television, you get a fax machine for those who just have to do their business for their own pleasure, you get a portable phone and also a minibar.
Portofino is just one of many hotels that are jumping on the high-tech express. A few miles down the road in Orlando, the Holiday Inn offers special cinema suites, standard hotel rooms equipped with a 60-inch television, stereo sound system, and a pair of plush recliners. Further down the road, the Radisson has inked a deal that will put a computer in each room. And that's just the beginning. At the University of Houston, where they're studying that virtual window idea, researchers are also developing a system to use guests' fingerprints and retinal scans instead of door keys. And they've invented an alarm clock that uses gradually increasing light to wake up guests instead of sound. All of this sounds great, but what if you're a low-tech Joe in a high-tech world? Enter the newest staff member at some Wired hotels, the technology butler. He can tell you where to plug in what and how to make it work. But can he decipher those strange error messages that keep popping up on your laptop? I'm Tanya Ott for the Savvy Traveler.